Two current films deal with various aspects of politics American style way back in the 1960s and 70s. Both center on the highest levels of the federal government. Both have their flaws, and some of them are quite deep, but they are well worth mentioning given their subject matter. Mark Felt, The Man Who Brought Down the White House, stars Liam Neeson as the longtime FBI employee who became deep throat during the Watergate crisis and who played a central role in bringing down the presidency of Richard Nixon. At its best, the film shines a focus on the time in which it is set. It offers a portrayal of Felt as a dedicated public servant who was surrounded by hostility and corruption and who chose to combat the collusion by feeding information to Bob Woodward, Carl Bernstein, and the Washington Post. But cinematically speaking, Mark Felt is a real letdown. There is way too much talking and insufficient background information. Individuals appear on screen who are barely named. If you do not know the Watergate basics, for example, why did the break-in occur, and who are the principal characters beyond Richard Nixon, J. Edgar Hoover, and a few others, the result is confusing. However, while watching Mark Felt and being reminded of President Nixon and all the FBI versus the White House shenanigans of the era, I only could ask myself, who will be this generation's Mark Felt? Who will be this era's government insider who will fess up all that he or she knows, all in the name of love of country? Despite its flaws, Mark Felt is a work of genius when contrasted to the second political film. That would be LBJ, and the title certainly tells all here. LBJ stars Woody Harrelson as Lyndon Baines Johnson, the vice president who took over the Oval Office upon the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Now, as a film, LBJ is nothing much. It is yet another one of those celluloid time wasters. As I sit through them, I find myself glancing at my watch and counting the minutes until the final credit roll. And so I was not surprised by the film's pre-release history. Since September of last year, LBJ has been making the rounds of the film festival circuit both domestically and internationally. And my gut reaction is that it now has earned theatrical distribution. Plus, if you watch TV, you may have noticed a glut of advertising announcing the film's release. This is nothing new. A film that surely will be savaged by audiences and critics will be rushed into theaters at an opportune moment. The hope is that it will draw audiences during its initial run, bring in as much at the box office as it can, and then make its way to DVD and Blu-ray oblivion. There is, however, one aspect of LBJ that is worth citing, and that is the presence of Woody Harrelson, and how it serves as a sobering reminder of the passage of time. It doesn't seem that long ago that Harrelson was appearing as Woody Boyd, the young bartender on Cheers, the beloved sitcom. But now he is old enough to be cast as Lyndon Johnson. And here is another example, which comes in the form of a trivia question. Name the actor who has played both Sid Vicious and Winston Churchill. And I am not referring to a young Winston Churchill. The answer is Gary Oldman. Back in 1986, he starred in Sid and Nancy. And this year, he plays Churchill in Darkest Hour.